This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The first annual Life Trends Report gives one more piece of evidence that the life issue is gaining traction, as it claims 300,000 mothers were helped to avoid abortion this year by the work of pregnancy support centers. This equals the population of a large U.S. city and is about the number of abortions at the nation's leading abortion business. All too often, coercion and abortion go hand in hand. Yet another story at Life News of the death of a woman and her child affirms what the Elliott Institute says, that about half of all abortions involve coercion or violence against the mother. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Most news outlets have policies preventing their writers from receiving gifts because journalists are essentially writing the journal of a civilization. It's a matter of avoiding the appearance of bias or altering that journal. But then advocacy journalism with the whole Fifth Estate mess entered journalism schools, and now so-called reproductive health reporters regularly get gifts from Planned Parenthood. This year's gift is chocolate, branded emergency chocolate, to make light among kindred spirits of the presumed need for emergency contraceptives, and again ignoring the idea that sex is quite naturally supposed to be about creating life and a future, not emergencies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.